about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
It's Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Radio. Radio who? Radio or not, here I come, and that's how it's done.
I've won 28 Emmys, a Peabody, hosted who knows how many Olympics, World Series, Super Bowls, NBA Finals, and nobody gives a shit about any of that anymore. After all I've done, if you Google my name, the first thing that comes up is pink eye. Before all the honors, even before Bob Costa's feet. And as it happens, my feet are goddamn delightful.
I believe in you.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I'm in the mood for some pizza, you guys.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
When I get horny, I hump a pillow.
Roll another one.
Okay, well, how does that sound to a lady?
Just like the other one.
Ah.
This one seems to be about quit.
Ew, no.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Roll another one.
Are you in a fog of a schedule right now?
Just like the other one.
He is God's gift.
This one seems to be about this
mess. You did it, Kevin.
And I don't have another cent.
And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis?
Fridays are for suckers.
It's true.
Just pass it around.
I don't want to go down to the basement.
And the bogart that joined my friend.
I love areola.
Well, just pass it on down.
And now.
Hello, Jane. It's Fred Rogers. I wondered if it was all right to come right away.
Our feature presentation.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oof.
Why?
That was troubling.
Oof.
Morning, everybody. It's a brand new show. It is Friday morning, the 28th of February.
All right.
Yes.
We made it.
Friday!
We did it.
Feeling good about Friday, guys.
Mm-hmm.
We have nothing to do all weekend.
Just, I mean, that's not technically
it's not true.
True, as we're going to the Kings game tomorrow.
Yeah, and I actually have work even before the Kings game for the station.
Right,
yeah.
And then we're inviting people to come with us.
What?
In a suite. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have we talked about this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
oh.
Been doing games.
No, I'm very excited about that. It's going to be fun.
It's got to be better than my Thursday where I went to the mall and just told people that coronavirus was a sham, that I was told by Dr. Drew. It's not real.
Oh, no.
That it's being overdrawn out.
Overhyped, yeah.
Like people are freaking out for no reason. People do not like hearing that.
It's Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
Did you tell him that?
I would have. I would have carried around a boombox like John Cusack. Like, say anything.
Question. Was this for a story?
No, just to let people know.
Just to tell people? Like, you were the creepy guy in the food court?
Well, I will tell you. That is a hyperbole, obviously.
Uh-huh.
But I did go to the mall, and I did buy some stuff that I needed.
Uh-huh.
And the people were talking about coronavirus, and I explained to them that I spoke to two doctors, and both doctors think it's a sham. Literally no one wants to believe it.
Well, no, because the hype's so crazy.
Yeah, but they like
the hype is crazy.
They think I had one woman tell me that doctors like, oh, that's because doctors are working together to not freak out America.
World.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, which is a thing.
I don't think it's a thing.
Not in this case, but I think it happens occasionally.
But
that doctors like suppress real news.
You think that they go out of their way to not freak out society?
I think it's important to them not to freak out society. Yeah. And on all topics, government does that, I think.
Well, in this case, I feel like
in this case,
everyone
I feel
is underplaying it. Or not. Or it's perfect.
Underplay. You mean overplay?
Oh, I mean overplaying.
Well, I'm saying within the government, they're saying there's barely any cases. And yeah, I mean, so.
I mean, we're not going to get it, I say, as the last thing before I get it. But I'm just saying we're not going to get it. That's all.
I welcome it.
What?
Right.
See, I don't know what everyone's like. Oh, I'm so scared of coronavirus. I mean, give it to me. I mean, I wish for a meteor. I wish for coronavirus. Let's just end this, you guys, right? Who's with me?
No, I don't think anyone's saying that.
I mean,
it's corona time. Hey, it's corona time right now.
That guy's excited.
Yeah. I'd let him come over. We'd hang out.
If the coronavirus percentage we learned yesterday, 1.7. That's the fatality rate, 1.7%. Good dice roll.
I mean, even if you get it.
Yeah.
There's not even a 2% chance
of
life.
No, 99.3%.
If you're old or 98.3%. And you have a bad immune system, I mean.
Really, it's your time anyway,
thank
right?
Thank you, Darwinism.
You're going to get it one
and
way or the
also,
other.
And also, I always say I'm going to watch The Wire when I have polio.
Well,
yeah.
You meant coronavirus. You just didn't know it.
Clearly could get through The Wire.
Polio.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be fine.
I spent some time yesterday buying cookies.
Samoas. Kevin.
What's in these?
Who cares?
Hold on.
Don't read it.
No, please.
Oh, I won't.
Okay, good.
Outside
I'm a big fan of ignoring reality.
Outside of a place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where else would I get it?
Well, because there's people in the office who have kids or whatever. Like,
Right.
Or ordering them on the website like a real weirdo.
Kevin, that's you brought in one box of Samoas.
You didn't buy just one box.
How many boxes did you buy?
I bought five.
Just Samoas.
Yes.
Good for you.
I kept four and I brought one in.
Nice.
I figured I'd share, you know.
Thank you.
He will not. He's just going to be over there.
I'm like, in the corner.
Cookie boy in the corner.
Offering us less than 20%, basically.
I support it.
But I'm offering you some, Jensen.
It's very nice of you.
It could be nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's very nice of you.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of kids. Is that what I'm assuming?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, right. Yeah. Didn't buy them from their parents.
I mean, their parents were there supervising.
Okay.
Thank God.
Thank God, yeah.
Right. Creepos at the grocery store. What you got, kids? You say cookies?
Mommy, this man in shorts wants 5 boxes.
How dare you? I am not creepy. Anyone that has to say that has problems already.
Right,
okay.
Correct.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Way to go, Cracker. Oh, that's nice.
Way to go, Cracker. Fortune Themester is going to be on the show.
Yes.
One of the comedians for April Foolishness. Very excited about that.
She's funny.
And we're going to have a just added special announcement.
Correct.
Someone super cool. I think you're going to love it. Right? Should we just tell him now?
I mean, we're not.
We were told not to.
We were told like 5 minutes ago not to.
Shoot. Okay.
But we are adding someone.
Yeah, we are adding,
yes, we're adding someone.
It's a great someone. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
Fortune Themester was talking about selling Girl Scout cookies. She said, you know how hard it is to buy a cookie that everybody wants?
Yeah.
To sell a cookie that everybody wants? People are knocking on my door. I was like, yeah, it's pretty true. I walked up to that girl. They didn't flag me down or anything.
They don't need to.
I needed my cookies.
Yeah.
They don't need to.
Back in the day when I was a brownie, you remember that conversation,
sure.
Kevin?
Mm-hmm.
I had to knock on doors. That was when, A, it was somewhat safe. We just didn't know it
you
wasn't
safe. You
just
didn't know what terror awaited you.
There was no internet back then. But we had to, like, hustle. That was a serious grind back then. Or give it to my dad, and he went to Cedars, and all the doctors bought it.
I mean, honestly,
winner!
That's how it works most of the time.
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah.
Good times.
So, like we said, we're going to the LA Kings game. We have a suite. We're going to invite you to that. We'll play a game in the 6 o'clock hour for that.
What game is it that we'll play? Does Kevin know?
You should have waited for me to say I didn't know.
Do you not remember your playing?
No, I did. I'm just kidding. tomorrow is the 29th of February.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's leap year.
Yeah.
So some people have their birthdays on that day.
Mm-hmm. Poor people. That's sad.
Is it poor people?
Well, I don't mean like with money-wise, but I mean like poor people.
What?
Poor people in a sense that they don't get to celebrate every year.
I mean, but I assume they do on the 28th.
I think it's a big assumption.
They also get to say, I'm only 6.
Never funny.
Whatever.
Never funny.
No.
Don't
Stop
do that.
It.
Right.
But if your birthday's tomorrow, we're going to make up birthday songs for you.
Yes.
This is our new thing, our new service that we provide.
As a gift.
I feel like we should space this out. Really, we should have just like reveled in the greatness that was 3 out of 4 for Valentine's
Day. Stop saying 3 out of 4. It makes me feel bad.
Kevin was the only one who had a bad song.
It was the only one that I led on.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, but people probably wouldn't remember that.
Okay, unless I said it, you're right.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah.
You were good at backup, so.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's my role.
Yeah.
The Oprah Show. Why? What? Why?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to talk to someone in my life that I was shocked to receive a text when I was trying to figure out dinner for a group of friends that said, well, I've got that Oprah thing on Saturday.
And that Oprah thing is 8 hours.
It is a it's basically like a life coaching event that she's having in different cities. We've talked about it on the show a little bit, but this one is Saturday at the Forum and involves J-Lo and yoga and workbooks and 8 hours.
And like a 2-hour lunch break. I'm like, maybe end earlier. The hell?
But Allie knows someone who really is excited about going.
We're going to talk to her, but we can't say who it is.
She has asked us to change her name.
For good reason. For good reason.
Weekend movies with the movie man on the program today. Like I mentioned, Fortune Feimster will be here, one of the comedians for April Foolishness. We've got our two Friday music features, That's My Jam and Keep It 100 as well. That's all coming up. We will take a break. We'll come back with. Are we allowed to announce April Foolishness now?
It's not six.
Now?
We'll wait till six.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Less than 7 minutes.
Time for Allie with What's Happened.
Guys, dinner and a movie. Mm-hmm. That's what I've got for you. You're up early. You want to see an advanced screening of Disney and Pixar's Onward, but you're like, oh, I can't. I don't know how. Guess what? I'm going to give you a pair of passes into an advanced screening of Disney and Pixar's Onward on Tuesday, March 3rd at AMC Orange.
Gosh, I love movies.
Sir, I do too. And a movie that I get to see before it comes out in theaters March 6th. Yes, please. And as if that's not enough, how about a $25 gift card to Jersey Mike's?
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Jersey Mike's is a sub above.
Yes, it is.
So you can have a sub and then be all, I saw that movie early, and people are like, you are living the life.
Mm-hmm. Is this a scam?
It is not a scam. This
great
is
question,
actually
though.
Totally real. All you have to do right now is call and be caller 10 at 1-800-520-1067. And you are going to get that pair of passes into the advanced screening of Disney and Pixar's Onward on Tuesday, March 3rd at AMC Orange and that $25 gift card to Jersey Mike's.
I'm screaming.
Thank God.
Samesies. You guys, coronavirus is all anyone's talking
about. It's Corona time. Yeah. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
Yeah, true. I was watching the news yesterday, and I've never been more bummed than watching these students that finally got to go overseas and study abroad. And they are being sent back.
Yeah.
Being recalled.
Being recalled.
That's such a bummer.
Essentially. And I watched this guy, and I don't remember if it was like Cornell or where he went to school, but he was like, yeah, I was just told by my university that I have until the end of the weekend to pack up my stuff.
Wow.
And go back home. He was in Italy.
Mm.
Wherever it was, I feel like the person was going back to Buffalo, and I was so bummed for them. But they were like, "This is my new life. I had set up my new life here to study here.
He
bought a beret.
I eat bread now.
Yeah, it was Italy, not France.
Oh, I'm smoking and going to the cinema.
There you go.
That's Italy to
I
you?
Don't know.
Sure.
I have no clue.
And this. He did a weird thing with his fingers for smoking. Oh, that was excellent.
So how many people, like, sorry, I didn't catch the story you speak of. How many people are being sent home? Just like almost everyone abroad?
Everyone,
everyone
from
abroad.
U.S.
Yeah.
school.
Brutal.
Yeah. Yeah. If you, it's Italy, it's Korea, it's China. If you are there to study abroad, and I think it's going to be more European countries soon. It's just, I was watching this. It looked like his soul was gone. Mm. He just looked, had this blank expression.
Dude got to live in Italy for 6 months.
Yeah.
And then didn't.
Oh, such an
It's Corona time.
Bummer.
Hey, it's Corona time right now.
I mean, the song is catchy, but what a bummer.
Yeah.
And JetBlue is doing the right thing. They're trying to make things a little easier for customers as the coronavirus outbreak continues. Beginning yesterday, the airline suspended change and cancellation fees for all upcoming flights booked between February 27th and March 11th, and that's for travel to take place before June 1st. So that's not just flights going to China. That's not flights going
anywhere,
to Europe.
Anywhere,
this is anywhere. If you're like, I'm not getting on a plane, that's a little tube of hell.
Canceled.
I'm not going to do it. So they're the first airline who actually said, no, we're going to give you a full travel credit. You can change your flight, whatever your itinerary, just pay the fare difference, as opposed to other airlines that are like, no, you're Get on You're the stuck. Plane. You're going to be fine. So I'm a fan of JetBlue. You guys ever fly JetBlue?
Oh, yeah. JetBlue's you're good. It's a great airline.
Big fan.
You getting paid for this?
Yes. Okay. Come fly JetBlue.
Good ad, Allie.
Thank you.
It's quite
oh
a slogan.
I've been...
Quite a slogan.
Can you imagine? That was it?
Yep.
Come fly JetBlue.
Sold.
I feel like you'd like it. What
Another
about
good
that?
One. Another good.
That?
That's
my
that's
tag.
The poster.
That's my tagline.
Yeah.
How about this one? Come fly JetBlue. I do.
Wow, good.
Yeah, because it like rhymes
I
also.
Love it.
No, but it's personal.
Okay.
Okay.
Clap if you put a little sausage in your stuffing.
That's also a tagline.
It's another tagline.
No one clapping.
Well, because it's going to be my tagline.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
JetBlue
So
clapping.
Do you want me to try it?
Yeah, go for it.
JetBlue, clap if you put a little sausage in your stuffing.
How you doing? Pretty good.
Thank you.
Good one, Allie.
Thank you. Yeah, and then I'll have like stuffing with sausage, which will be one of the things we
oh,
offer
it isn't code?
On JetBlue.
Oh.
What?
No, they're really serving
Take
it.
My cough back.
You're what?
Clap.
I thought it was a coronavirus
It's
going to
be an
joke.
Interesting day.
Oh, good God. Guys, let's get this done so we can announce the new person performing. Mm-hmm. Should I just say who it is?
I mean, now it's close. I mean, it's 1 minute away.
No, let's wait.
I mean, okay. You can't. Okay.
It's John Turturro.
John Turturro?
What?
No, it's his birthday.
Got it.
It's Lakers legend Alex Caruso.
Love him.
No, it's his birthday.
Oh,
it's Gilbert Gottfried.
I'm not falling for this. It's his birthday.
It's his birthday. Right. It's Sarah Bulger from Mayans. I love her.
She's not doing stand-up.
She could, though.
But it's her birthday, right?
It's her birthday as well.
Damn it.
Justin Willman.
Is it his birthday?
Nope. Weird. What? And that's what's happening.
Just going to go on record and say I don't love this game?
It's one of my favorite games because Kevin really gets to show, you know, his great memory and his
true passion.
His true passion, too. Because we are talking all about hockey with the game of Does Kevin Know?
Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? Well, there seems to be some doubt. Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? I think it's time we all found out. Well, we know he has some knowledge, but it might be pretty small. He thinks he went to college, but he really can't recall. Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? I think it's time we all found out.
So here's how it's going to go down.
Right.
Kevin is going to put somebody on hold. Then he goes to an isolation
I'm
chamber.
Put somebody on the air.
Yeah,
on the air. And then he can't hear what I'm asking the person. And at the end of the question, all the person has to say is, will Kevin know the answer or will Kevin not know the answer?
Yeah.
Then we bring Kevin back and Kevin answers. And if you got it right, you go into the drawing to hang out with us on Saturday. With the Kings.
And a lot of
a
people
suite.
Wonder why we have such janky equipment here at the station. It's because we spend all our money on this chamber.
Yeah. It's an amazing chamber.
It's an incredible sound chamber.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right. Who do we have first?
Let's start with Adrian. Good morning.
Top of the morning to you.
Hey, Adrian. All right, Kevin, go to the isolation chamber. Give me the thumbs up that you can't hear. You just gave me a thumbs up, which means he can hear it. This isn't going well, you guys. All right. We're going to ease Kev Dog into this, Adrian. The Kings have won two Stanley Cups. Will Kevin know what years those were?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Let's get Kevin back.
All right.
Kevin, Adrian says you will not know the easiest question on here. The Kings have won two Stanley Cups. Will Kevin know what years those were?
11, 12, 13, 14. 12-13. Wait, 11-12.
Oh, my God.
2011-12.
Just give the year that they won.
2012-2014.
Kevin!
Yeah!
Woo! Sorry, Adrian.
Did he say yes or no?
You said three things.
What?
You said 3 years the very first time. You said 3 years. You said 12-13-14.
Those are
the seasons.
The
season of 11-12, they won the cup in 12.
In 12.
Correct.
Yes.
He got it.
No,
Sorry.
He was doing seasons. I said, just give me the year they won.
Okay.
He got it either way.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Let's go to John in Eastfield. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, John. All right. Kevin is in isolation. When we think of the 2014 Stanley Cup, we think of this song. But will Kevin remember who dropped F-bombs at the Kings championship rally live on broadcast TV? Yes or no?
Yes.
He will. Okay. Let's get Kevin back.
Kevin's getting tapped out of the chamber.
All right.
I always have to press the remote, as you know.
It's quite a chamber.
Yeah.
Kevin, we always think of the song The Black Parade when we think about the big Kings rally, right?
Yes.
After they won the championship. Mm-hmm. But will you remember who dropped F-bombs live on broadcast TV at that rally?
Yes, the mayor.
Yeah, I'll give it to him.
We'll give it to you.
That's fine.
It was indeed Mayor Garcetti.
Thank you.
Right.
The way to go, John. And let's hear what the mayor said.
But there are two rules in politics. They say never, ever be pictured with a drink in your hand and never swear. But this is a big day. Way to go, guys.
I mean, I loved him after that until he never fixed the potholes on my street. So screw you, Garcetti. All right. We've got one person in the drawing. Congrats, John.
All right. Let's go to Ryan in Anaheim. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey,
morning.
Ryan. All right, Kevin is in isolation. There's been quite a few trades as of late, including this player to Vancouver that scored the first ever hat trick at an outside game and was traded the following day. Will Kevin know that player?
Normally, I would say zero chance for Kevin, but Kevin knows all things LA Galaxy and LA Kings, so I'm going to go with yes.
Okay.
He will know it.
Let's get him back.
Here we go.
Don't let me down, Kevin.
Kevin is back, and Ryan says you're going to know this.
Oh, poor Ryan.
Who was the player that was traded that scored the first ever hat trick at an outside game, then traded the following day?
Tyler Toffoli.
Kevin!
Yeah. It just happened like a week and a half ago.
Yes.
Listen,
but,
man, there's things that happened 20 minutes ago.
That's true.
Remember.
That is
true. I mentioned it yesterday during the meeting. Kevin had no idea what his name was.
I would have come up with it.
Eventually.
He's right. The king that I interviewed at the beginning of this season.
Yes. Now, listen, these things
great
don't
guy.
Make me think you know it.
That's
great
correct.
Guy.
All right.
All right. Who's up next?
Ryan is on hold. Yes.
Okay, Ryan good. And John are both on hold.
All right. Let's go to Nick in Moreno Valley. Good morning, Nick.
Morning. How's it going, party people?
Good. All right. Kevin is in isolation. We are going way back with this one, Nick. April 10th, 1982, Miracle on Manchester. Will Kevin remember what team the Kings were playing to move on to the second round of the playoffs that year?
Ooh, I don't think he'll remember that one.
Okay, so you say no. All right, let's get Kevin back.
Okay, let's bring him back. He's filled with slime. I don't understand why we put slime in the chamber.
It's
but,
just fun.
Okay.
Kevin, we're going way back to the Miracle on Manchester, April 10th, 1982.
Oh,
what
dear God.
Team did the Kings eliminate a heavily favored team to reach the second round?
The second round in 1982?
It's the Miracle on Manchester. That's different. On Manchester. This is huge. You absolutely should know this as a Kings fan.
Edmonton?
Edmonton
wow.
Oilers is correct.
Yeah. Wow.
Well,
say no, Nick?
Nick said no. Sorry,
I mean, honestly, I would have said no as well,
yeah,
Nick.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
But it was the Wayne Gretzky-led
yes,
Oilers
that's
back
thought.
Then. That's why it was so huge. All right.
Yeah.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. I love this game. You're doing great, Kevin.
Yeah, but that guy didn't win. Okay. All right.
Okay,
let's go to Jared
true.
In Whittier. Good morning, Jared.
How's it going? Mm-hmm.
Good. All right. Kevin's on hold. We're going to stay in that purple and gold era. Triple crown line. Will Kevin know two of the three members of the Triple Crown line?
Most definitely.
Okay. All right. Get Kevin back. Kevin, we're staying in the purple and gold era.
Okay.
Will you know two of the three members of the Triple Crown line? Two of the three members. You can do it.
Wow.
You can do it.
I mean, you got Edmonton, man.
Shut up.
I mean, you know one. Name that person.
Why do you think he knows
Kopitar?
One?
Oh my God, the Triple Crown line.
He's out.
Purple
now.
And gold era.
God damn Kevin.
I don't.
He's out.
Kevin.
Luke Robitaille?
No.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Jared. I believed in it too.
Who is it?
Marcel Dion, Dave Taylor, and Charlie Simmer.
I wasn't even close to getting that.
No, Kopitar wasn't born.
Right. that is a problem
fine.
For him being
I mean,
on the
that's
line.
Fine. Let's just do one more.
Okay.
All right. Let's make it Josh in Riverside. Good morning.
What's happening, party people?
Hey,
Josh. All right. He's in isolation. Everyone loves the six-foot lion named Bailey. But do you think Kevin will know why Bailey wears the number 72 on his sweater?
I think he'll know it.
Okay.
Oh, I think you're wrong, but okay.
Tap away.
Josh. Josh said you will know this, Kevin.
Poor Josh. I hope I don't let you down.
Mm-hmm. You love Bailey. You love a six-foot lion.
Sure.
Debuted in the 2007-2008 season.
Mm-hmm.
Why does he wear the number 72 on his sweater?
Oh, God.
Kevin.
What
why?
Did Josh say?
He said you'll know it. I said you wouldn't. Kevin.
It's when the Kings joined the league?
No, they joined us.
I don't know.
1968. Yeah. It's okay.
I don't know.
It's all right. It's honestly the dumbest reason ever, and you're smarter for not knowing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's because that is LA's average temperature.
Oh,
what?
I know.
Oh my God.
Josh, that's unbelievable.
I'm disgusted. I'm a Sharks fan now.
Well, you go straight to hell.
Awful. All right, we've got just John and Ryan in the
drawing.
John and
Ryan. All right, here we go.
All right, you guys, here we go.
All right. The winner is Ryan.
Ryan,
congratulations.
Fantastic. Thank you, Kevin, for not blowing it for me.
It's the first time anyone's ever said that.
That's correct, yes. And thanks for playing the game.
Thank you.
Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? Well, I think we all found out. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. By the way, we added somebody to April Foolishness.
Yeah.
His name is Justin Willman.
You mean Comedy and Magic's Justin Willman from Magic for Humans on Netflix, two specials? That guy?
That was a pretty chill sell.
Wow, that sounded natural.
You got it.
That guy?
He's hilarious. He's funny.
He's great, which
is impossible for a magician. That's a double threat that no one sees coming. But he's great.
He is wonderful. I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm. We do have a circus theme this year, so it makes perfect sense that we have a magician who's funny.
Mm-hmm.
We have Clownvis.
Yes.
Steve-O went to clown college.
That's right.
So it's like a circus, but without animal cruelty.
Yes. Except we don't know.
Put that on the poster.
We don't know what Jeff Garlin's going to do. He could clearly kill a chicken or something.
That's a good point.
I don't know. I've heard his act's weird.
How would he do it? Would he choke it, or how would he kill it?
No, he would kill it with a machete. Good try, though, Allie.
Tickets go on sale again at 10 a.m. at AXS.com. Also, a half hour from now, we're going to make up a song for you if your birthday is tomorrow. We're going to make up a birthday song for you in about a half hour.
I feel like we need to do that again.
It's just that people who have their birthdays on leap years, they get the short end of the stick.
They do, but I feel like this is just more punishment.
Right.
For those
this is hurting them more?
For those sweet people.
Don't worry, Kevin's not leading any of them this time.
How? Probably good. All right, what's happening, Alan?
Do you remember the lawsuit against Peloton where a bunch of music publishers were like, hey, stop using our artists' songs for free?
Mm-hmm.
Lady Gaga, Childish Gambino, Drake. If you don't know, Peloton is that exercise bike that you pay $2,200 for.
It's not cheap.
And then you have an option to buy a monthly subscription to live stream a ton of exercise classes, a lot of which have music on them. A lot of which they didn't clear the rights to that music.
Oh.
So a $150 million music copyright lawsuit against exercise tech developer Peloton was just settled. We don't know how much for.
Hmm.
But they can afford it because those bikes, again, are $2,200.
I gotta be honest. Mm-hmm. In this day and age, you know that law.
You do.
How do you just...
Yeah.
Not pay attention to it. That's ridiculous.
I don't know.
Well,
it's nuts.
It's a new era. Like no one's ever just like broadcast workouts or something. So they probably were being hopeful that it didn't get caught.
We know it, but we think we have a loophole.
Yeah. Well, we're just a workout.
Right.
We're not on TV or anything. So we're working out.
Is it just me? And you know, I have feelings about like shows that have people that get dirty during them. I can't watch it.
You don't like dirt.
I don't like dirt. I don't like people just sweating anything. Those Peloton ads where the people are like working out, like the one guy is singing along at the top of his lungs to the Fugees as he's on the bike, sweat dripping off his face in like his living room. Your floor is sopping wet, sir. Throw down a towel. Put a mat down. There is nothing in that commercial that makes me feel okay. Plus, they're working out, which is gross.
Right? Don't do that.
But have you noticed that in the commercial? Just sweat dripping.
I really haven't noticed those commercials
they're
much.
They're just exhausted by the end of the ad. And then you're like, where's all that sweat going? It's on your floor. So after your workout, you're like, oh, break out the Swiffer. No, you're rushing off to work. You're an animal. All things sweaty. I'm not eating it. That lady is correct. Just saying. Peloton, work on your ads.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you remember the big hullabaloo when the husband gave the wife a Peloton?
Yeah, and she was... Yeah, that's the commercial with
it's
the
ridiculous.
Peloton lady.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. They do things that get them in trouble a lot. it's
really
a real
do.
White person problem. You know what I mean? Like, they find themselves in you know, hot water a lot. Yeah. Because it's kind of, it's douchey. Can we say that?
Yeah.
You can say okay. douchey, yeah, mm-hmm. right, absolutely. This is lovely. Tracy Morgan expressed his gratitude in a big way for a nurse who cared for him after he was injured in that awful 2014 accident. The comedian gave the Tracy Morgan Award for Excellence in Rehabilitation Nursing to a woman named Gina Domingo after a performance at the nearby Count Basie Center in Red Bank, New Jersey. She's been a nurse in the brain trauma unit since 1990. So we brought her out on stage and gave her an award. I think that is beautiful. All of us are huge fans of nurses. Kevin's mom's a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's a nurse. We've all been in situations.
I've seen a nurse.
You've seen a nurse, but when
yeah, my child,
born,
yeah, in NICU.
You really have to honor these men and women
like
that
angels.
Do these jobs that are just, they really are angels.
Yeah.
And the woman was talking about, Gina Domingo was talking about when people come back after you've cared for them and you see them living their best life after they were, you know, hooked up to machines, keeping them alive.
Yeah.
She said that's pretty much one of the best parts of her job. And my mom and I, after my mom had her brain aneurysm, we went back with gifts for all of the nurses in the ICU at Cedars because
gifts like the little video things?
Just gifts, yeah.
Check
I'm like,
this
check out.
Out
this meme I made. Yeah.
Look no. at this kid on a skateboard falling.
No. Little gifts in little packages for them because they really make such a huge difference.
They're
day in and day
psychologists
out.
As well.
Yeah.
100%. Absolutely.
It's amazing.
Dealing with the family because, you know, doctors, we love you. God bless you. Sometimes your bedside manner isn't the greatest.
Right.
And you then look to the nurse who's either rolling her eyes or giving you the, oh, I'll explain after he or she leaves.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a beautiful, wonderful profession. And we couldn't do it without nurses. They're
hallelujah.
I'm going to go call my mom after this. I just love nurses so much. Hey, some birthdays for you.
Okay.
Sarah Bulger, Lakers legend, Alex Caruso.
Love him.
See, Dave wrote Lakers legend, so I wasn't sure if he was making fun of him.
He's not making fun of
Dave
him.
Dave always okay. is making fun
no,
of him.
No, he's just, he's like balding and stuff, so people kind of think he's like
older
legendary.
Than he is.
Yeah. But he's very good. He's
because
very good also.
He's balding? He's
well, he doesn't
legendary?
Look like other. He doesn't look like other basketball players. He looks like a very nerdy guy.
Okay.
Right, okay.
Okay. So, balding Lakers
yes.
guard Alex Caruso.
I don't know. Yes. I need to mention that.
Recessed
in the birthday.
Hairline Alex Caruso. Happy birthday.
Okay. And John Turturro. And that's.
In about 10 minutes, we're going to give away a chance for you to get a song written by us on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
So, someone's birthday has to be on leap year.
If your birthday is on leap year or you know somebody whose birthday is, you can gift them,
this, to them.
Mm-hmm. This song.
If you want to. You could always just erase it.
Right.
Right.
I feel like.
But we will write it. Perform it, mm-hmm. and email it to you.
We don't have to. Maybe we do something else?
No, we're committed.
I mean, we're pretty much committed.
I signed that thing, the contract, about the songs. Did you not do that?
I didn't.
Oh, well, Kevin and I are forced, so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, you can set it out if you want, but.
No, I'll do it with you.
Not cool. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, let's talk about Oprah.
Oh, man.
Tomorrow.
She has a, I guess, an Oprah Con? Is that what you would call it?
I feel like it is, an Oprah Fest.
At the forum,
mm-hmm.
and people have spent $200 to $2,000
yeah.
To watch it. That's
to
basically
yeah.
what you're doing.
You it's, get a, eight, it's 8 hours, by the way.
8 hours.
Yeah.
8 hours mm-hmm. of Oprah.
Yeah.
Involves a morning rave.
Mm-hmm.
It involves... for reals.
Like, you get up, you dance, you do all sorts of stuff. You're
going to
dance with Julianne Hough at some point.
That sounds like a Mad Lib.
There are workbooks involved.
You're like manifesting your future with her.
It's Oprah's 2020 vision, Your Life in Focus, live on tour, going to all different cities. Of course, L.A. is Saturday with special guest Jennifer Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we're talking about this is I was trying to arrange for a dinner on Saturday night with friends.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend, we are going to call her Brie,
okay.
not her real name,
mm-hmm.
said, oh, I'm going to that Oprah thing on Saturday, but I should be done around 3. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. What are you even talking about? Brie, are you on the line?
Good morning.
Good morning, Brie. I did not see this coming. I didn't know you were an Oprah head. What is happening?
I did not see J-Lo coming, and now I'm even more excited. Oh, my God.
Wait, let's back up.
Do you know anything about this event?
Let's back up one step and say, are you an Oprah head?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I love her.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, she
genuinely love her.
She went without knowing J-Lo was going to be
yes,
there,
right?
She's truly an Oprah head, yeah.
Now, what exactly are you looking to get out of this event, Bree?
She's going to change my life. And I'm like, I'm just so excited. She's like, she's the American dream, isn't she? She's amazing. She's a rock star. She's had a show syndicated for like 25 years.
That she owned a lot of that time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's like, she's everything you want to be. She's everything you want to look up to in a person.
She is the American dream. She came out of a very tough environment, raised with no money. She, abuse was in her past.
Yeah.
Drug use.
A lot of trauma.
Gotten through all of it. Uh-huh. She's an 8% owner of Weight Watchers. That's pretty incredible.
I mean.
So
8%.
So, Bree, you are looking for your life to be changed. So from the time you go in to the time you leave, which, again, is like 8 hours. Once you leave, how do you expect your life to change?
I honestly feel like I'm going to be walking on clouds. Like, someone could come up to me on the street and punch me, and I'd still be like, wow, this is the best day ever. My life is incredible.
Wow, you those are not high expectations.
Are insane,
okay.
And I love you. Can I just read this text that I got from, again, my friend, who's
sure.
going by the name Bree.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I said, we're going to change your name. And she said, honestly, I've always wanted to be a Bree. So congrats, you're now Bree. But you said, and
Thank you.
I'm going to put crystals in my purse to bring me and hope that Oprah's power charges them. What are you talking about?
Do the crystals need to be charged?
Well, they're not working now, and they're in my windowsill, so obviously I got to try something different. So I'm going to put them in my purse, and hopefully Oprah's good wishes and good thoughts and everything hit the crystals in my bag. And
are you right up close so that...
Yes, good question.
So that they're reachable?
I think it's... the forum's not... It's big, but it's not terribly big. I feel like no matter where you are, it's just the energy of being in the same room.
It's the energy, Kevin.
In the nosebleeds,
it's
they're
the
not going to get
room.
Crystals charged.
I don't think your crystals are going to charge much.
No.
Too far.
I will say that's wrong because I once sat front row at a concert and I was like, I wonder if the people in the back could actually, I wonder if you could actually see the people in the back from the stage, and you can, and I was shocked.
It's a good point.
I mean,
that's tough to argue. A very good point. The crystals are working.
You crazy.
Bree, how much did you spend on tickets?
Enough that I had to really budget to make rent this month.
We need a number.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Enough that you had to budget to make rent.
Well, to make you feel better, we had on Lauren Lapkus this week, who's a hilarious comedian, great improver, and she had no irony for her excitement for this weekend either. She's also going.
She's going and in nosebleeds and spent hundreds of dollars for him.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not bringing crystals.
I'm... Right.
She might.
Well, she should. She has time today to go get them and put them in her purse.
She does.
God bless you.
Are you hoping for a Gayle King sighting?
Oh, I would die.
Right.
I would absolutely die.
Right.
You know you're not going to see Stedman, right?
That.
Well, Stedman, I mean, she doesn't take him on the road.
No, I know. I'm just making sure.
Stays at home.
Because Bree crazy.
Yeah. I mean, imagine seeing America's two greatest BFFs up on stage together.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
It would be too much.
This is one of my closest friends.
I get why she changed her name.
I assume.
I get it.
I assume, Bree, that you're going to be so excited. You'll get there for the electrifying pre-show dance party.
Yeah, the morning rave.
I will be there at 8:15 a.m. I'm getting up at 5:45 so that I can get breakfast, like get a little walk on the beach, get my mind in the right mindset, and then I'll be there by 8:15. I'm so excited. I don't know what to wear, though, and that's causing me a lot of stress.
I can see that.
You guys, I can't.
You can't. It's your friend.
What are the options for what you can wear? I'd like to be involved.
Well, I don't know if I should wear, like, a nice little summer dress, or do I wear something athleisure so that I'm comfortable for the rave and, can do whatever I need. Like,
she
I don't know. I'm
athleisure.
Really torn.
She said athleisure.
She didn't say athleisure.
I'm going to go with athleisure. I'm going to go. It's a J-Lo.
Okay,
it's J-Lo's going to be there. Why not throwback and get a juicy couture sweatsuit?
Oh, my God.
And then you're in theme.
Oh, my God.
Do you have enough in your budget?
Oh, I should do that. Honestly, if I find, like, a previously worn one, like, on sale at a secondhand shop, probably I can afford that right now.
That'd
I don't know. Rent
cool.
is due Sunday.
And you're going to find that before tomorrow?
Yes. Listen, all she has to do is manifest it. Oprah's going to be there.
That's true.
She's going to have charged-ass crystals.
Yeah,
she's
guys,
fine.
Next week, my whole life is going to be different.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll be
Should we talk to Bree on Monday?
Let's talk to Bree Monday, find out how her life has changed.
It's like, I really, nothing's changed. It's going to be the saddest call on Monday.
She can't pay rent.
Good luck,
can't
Bree.
Can't pay rent. I need help for rent.
Yeah, but I got these crystals. Will you take these, landlord?
Oh, Bree, I love you so much. Thank you for coming on with us.
All right, love you guys.
Bye. Okay, good luck.
See ya.
Thanks. So tomorrow is February 29th. Mm-hmm. Only happens once every 4 years.
Yeah.
So we thought that if it's your birthday or if it's a friend of your birthday, we would write a song for you.
Yeah.
We're just going to make it up. We're going to improv it.
Well, because we feel bad for these people.
It's going to be brilliant.
Yeah.
I assume.
These people don't get to celebrate their birthday every year. They don't. They don't even, I mean, do they have parties every year? Maybe, maybe not. I think it's cheating if they do.
You think all their friends are like, nope, not your birthday.
Yeah, they said, we're not going.
Possibly, yeah.
See you in 3 years.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. All right, let's start with Johnny in San Dimas. Good morning, Johnny.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good, thank you. So it's your birthday tomorrow?
Yeah, like you guys are saying, it, sometimes it could be a blessing.
Yeah. I mean,
wait, for you or your friends?
No, for me.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you're thinking positively.
Well, I mean, it's a sad story coming from a separated parent. So I got two birthdays, one on the 28th and one on the 1st.
Oh, so you basically split them up like with two Christmases with your mom.
Yeah, and it kind of worked out. Okay.
Well, we know that
he's glass half full. I'll tell you that right now.
He really is.
We know that you have sad ass divorced parents. Is there anything else we need to know about you?
Well, I'm a huge Laker fan. I'm left-handed. Mm-hmm. I play the bass guitar. I have two daughters. Listen to K-Rock pretty much my whole life.
That's good. All right, buddy. All right, so we're ready to do a song for you.
That sounds good, man.
Okay. Right,
here we go. Wait, who's leading?
I could lead this
one. Okay.
Johnny. Johnny. Johnny.
Johnny.
It's a good lead.
Johnny. His birthday's on leap year, but he's not bothered. He lives in San Dimas, right near raging waters. He's so weird, but he's born on leap year,
where the 210 meets the 10.
He's a Lakers fan, and he uses his left hand to write.
Thank God. I was going somewhere else.
He plays bass guitar and listens to K-Rock, so it's safe to bet he's white. Johnny.
Oh, 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 Johnny. All right, let's end it.
Birthday, Johnny, leap year, those are all things
about Johnny.
Happy birthday, Johnny!
Happy birthday, Johnny!
Happy birthday, Johnny!
Happy birthday, Johnny!
See you at Raging Waters!
Where the 210 meets the 10.
It's pretty beautiful.
You're welcome, Johnny.
Oh, God!
Thank you for calling.
Holy crap. Poor Johnny.
All right,
we're like Mumford's stepsons.
He never talks to.
All right, we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back and do some more songs right after this. All right, we are we're making up some birthday songs here.
Oh, dear.
For people whose birthday is tomorrow.
Would you say we're one for one?
I would say we're one for one.
Yeah, right. Why not?
I don't think we need to keep score, though. That's not important.
All right.
All right.
Says the guy who blew the last one.
Are we going to Michael?
Let's go to Michael.
Okay. Michael in Anaheim. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. We need to know a little bit about you. Well, actually, is this for you?
No, this is for a friend, Sarah.
Okay.
Sarah. Tell us about Sarah.
Well, she's a good friend. They recently moved out to, I told the lady Arkansas, but it's Coldwater, Kansas. I screwed that up.
Okay.
But she's a badass BMX rider. Got banned from it when she was young because she got in a fight on the track. She's a wonderful mom of two boys. And a stepdaughter, and I think she's well-deserving of a great Kevin in the Morning, Allie and Jensen song.
Great.
I love it.
Allie's going to lead?
Sounds like she just deserves more, but okay.
Okay. I mean, I don't know if you heard about the BMX thing, but sure. Okay.
Oh.
What's a sad one?
Sad.
This is devastating. Am I even here? I was born on a leap year.
Leap year.
I'm technically only 5.
You're a child.
Am I even alive?
You're dead.
But don't worry, I'm a bitchin' BMX rider named Sarah.
Sarah!
I got kicked off the track because I'm Sarah.
Sarah!
I put the fear of God in them, I'm Sarah.
Sarah.
I was born on a leap year.
Thank you, Michael.
Am I even old enough for a pap smear?
Yes.
She said pap smear, not pap smear.
Sarah. I mean, see, it took
that
some
was
turns.
Beautiful.
It took some
it
turns.
Turn.
It was really
sweet.
Sad, and then it's like, why am I sad? Uh-huh. I'm Sarah, and I'm bitching.
Yeah, that
right.
Was sweet,
Michael.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
Okay. Fake laugh, but okay. Okay. We'll take it. We'll accept
email
that.
It. Well, you know, I doubt
we'll
it.
Email it to
I doubt
him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
All right.
All right. Where we want to go next?
I mean, this is the one that you might lead, so I think you pick the punishment.
All right. Let's go to Tyler and Van Nuys. Tyler?
Tyler?
Good morning, guys. How's
morning.
You doing?
Hey. Morning.
We're good. Thank you. Is it your
Happy
birthday tomorrow or somebody that you know?
No. My uncle Larry. Leap Year Larry.
Leap Year Larry.
That's what he goes by.
Okay. I texted a bunch of family members, so I hope they're listening.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Okay.
Oh,
all right. Great.
Great. All
okay.
right. Tell us a little about Leap Year Larry.
So what I came up with is he's like has this weird obsession with Disneyland. Which is awesome, I think. Likes white wine. He smoked for forever and recently quit. And oh. I remember him like being around family who still smoked and having problems with that.
Okay.
Which I can relate to also because I quit smoking and it's tough.
Yep. You know, we're just making up a birthday song here, right?
No, let him get it out. Tyler, you, tell us all about
Tyler,
it.
Tyler, can you tell me Larry's social security number?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I think you got enough, no?
White wine, yeah. Disneyland, quit smoking.
Hates other people smoking. Leap Year Larry.
Okay.
Maybe right. envious of other people smoking, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Envious. Hates or envious?
Hate slash envious. It's an envious hate.
Okay.
Okay.
There you
All
go.
Right.
Okay.
So is this a Kevin lead?
Let's give
sure.
it a try.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, rock and roll.
This
song is for Leap Year Larry.
Okay.
Which is a lot better than being Leap Year Gary.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
He's right.
There is something every year that everybody hates.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you're 32 and you tell everybody you're 8.
Oh, all right, okay.
I'll give it to you.
Larry.
Larry.
Leap Year Larry. Leap Year Larry. It's better than Gary.
Tyler doesn't have to come to your party 3 out of 4 years.
But
I'm out.
Kind
I don't have
thankful
beer.
Because they ain't serving beer. He loves
Boom!
White wine.
Good one, Allie. Recently quit smoking. That's good for his health.
Misses it.
This is it.
He misses it.
Oh, I thought you said this is it, like the Michael Jackson tour.
No.
I was like,
I said he misses it.
Oh, okay. How does that tie in?
All right, listen. Listen.
Larry went to This Is It, the Michael Jackson tour that never happened.
When did you become Fred Schneider?
I was trying. Leap, yeah, Larry!
All
Tin
right.
roof, rocket. He likes white wine.
Do we try another one or are we good?
I don't know if we end on that.
I would do one more. You have
right,
to
let's
do
one more
for safety.
All right.
Okay.
Oh God, that was good.
Leap Year Larry.
Okay.
Woo.
All right.
All
Who's
right.
leading? What line do you want to go to?
Let's go to. I mean, I. This is a tough one. All right. Let's go to line 3, Gabriel.
All right, Gabriel.
Okay.
Gabriel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Gabriel, is it your birthday?
No, it's my son's birthday tomorrow. He's turning 4, 16.
Okay, so he's 16 in real life, 4 in leap year.
Yes.
Okay, 16 years old.
And what's his name?
Matt.
Matthew.
Matthew.
Matt.
Okay.
Okay, what do we need to know about Matt? Give us some background.
Well, he's a big Lakers fan. He likes LeBron.
Okay.
And then he likes gold shiny watches. He's a teenager, so he's into girls.
Right.
And he wants to be really rich when he grows up.
Right. We all do.
Likes watches, girls, and money.
And money.
Okay.
Shiny gold watches.
Right.
Shiny gold watches. Don't be bringing any, you know,
right?
silver to match.
What's his favorite strip club?
He's too young.
Not sure yet.
Okay, all right. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Let's
we found out when he's turning 21. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Sure. Yeah. 21.
Wow.
Okay.
Sweet dad.
Cool dad.
That's very sweet, Gabriel.
All right. Let's get into it. All right.
Yeah.
Pit Bully. Okay. Oh no, it's a little rappy.
This
all right.
is sort of for you.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Let's see. Happy birthday, Matt. This is from your dad, Gabe. I think he's pretty cool. We should all go to a rave. You're a fan of the Lakers and LeBron James. You're 16 years old, but you're 4, and that's a shame. Listen, on leap year, nobody celebrates. You have a shiny watch that everybody hates, because it's truth that you are too rich for your age. Now I'm going to hand it to Kevin up on the stage.
No, you're not doing any such thing.
I handed it to you.
Any such thing.
I gave you the perfect cipher entrance.
Dare you?
Oh, come on. All right. Well, we handed
it. I'm not exactly a rapper.
It's a good setup. I think we did all right for
that was
Matt.
Look, right. we're going to judge ourselves, so we're going to say that was great.
I think it was good.
And Gabriel, get Matt a real gift.
Yeah. Don't depend on us. He likes good things.
This shouldn't be the only thing he gets.
Yeah,
you know that, right?
If he likes shiny watches, we're a rusty watch. We're like one that barely works.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. All right. From the 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen, 751.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for What's Happening.
We do something a little different in this What's Happening every Friday, because this is the time that we all talk about music that we love, something maybe brand new that we're super into, maybe something that comes across our playlist and we're like, hey, that's my jam. Hence the name of our Spotify playlist, That's My Jam. We are going to tweet it out at Kevin Mornings on all of our social medias. And, well, we'll tweet it out on Twitter, but then we'll Instagram it out on Instagram, Facebook it out on Facebook.
We do understand the difference.
Yeah.
We're very technologically savvy.
Okay, excellent. But it's our chance, all the members of Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen, to put out a song that maybe people might not know about. And then you're going to have that on your playlist in your ear holes. It's fascinating, this story I'm telling. Kevin, you're up first.
Mine is AKA George.
Okay.
You guys heard him?
No.
He's shut up, Jensen. You don't have to laugh.
Is he also known as George?
He's a singer-songwriter. He's a multi-instrumentalist, which means he started with the drums, then he learned the bass guitar, then the lead guitar. He does everything by himself.
Wow.
A little annoying. He has an EP that isn't out yet called Bad For You, but he put out one song on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
And it's called Up All Night. You make me work for it. There's no word for it. I don't know what you do, but you blow my mind. I'll beg for it. Drop dead for it. You keep me up all night. Huh? What's your name? All right. What's your name? I'm gonna break it down. Damn it. Oh, so I know him as George.
It's AKA George.
Right.
Oh,
yeah. Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
That's going to be a beer commercial, no?
Yes.
Oh, for sure. Okay,
almost every one of his songs are super positive and happy and fun, and it's a good time.
Love
or you're going to see the college football team running out to that, and then you flash the cheerleaders, and they're just smiley and pretty. Yeah, dig it, Kevin. Excellent. My band is a band out of the UK, shocking, Allie, called Sports Team. Here's why I love this song. It's kind of about like a D-bag that wears a riding glove when he's driving his car.
Mm-hmm.
You know those guys.
Sure.
I mean, if you're listening right now and you are using a glove as you're driving.
We like you because you're listening.
Well, yeah, but rethink
your
life. Okay. Rethink.
Yeah. I was trying to help.
It's insane.
Okay.
But their song is called M5, which it would be like if someone here wrote a song about a D-bag on the 405.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that, and that's why I picked Sports Team.
What a day, everything's lovely on the motorway. And I was hoping for a change of heart.
open wide motorway, you guys. Mm-hmm. The M5.
So far, we are 2 for 2 in songs that could be in car commercials.
Yeah.
Very good.
I dig it. Jensen, you're up next.
I don't know how I missed this. In 2014, Vampire Weekend, one of our favorite bands here at Kevin in the Morning, put out a remix to a song called Step, which was on their Modern Vampires of the City album. And I just missed it. I don't know how. It is.
Don't beat yourself up.
I'm trying my hardest.
Okay, yeah,
it hurts. It's an homage to a local rap group called Souls of Mischief that had a big hit, 93 Till Infinity. They had a song called Step to My Girl, which never was even released, but it's kind of like a cult classic within the rap community. Mm-hmm. I guess it's one of Ezra's favorite rap songs.
He's very layered.
I guess. So he put out a remix that features three of my favorite rappers altogether: Danny Brown, Heems from Das Racist, and Despot, all New York guys. And it's a song called Step. This is the remix, basically an homage to Souls of Mischief.
Must have broke the mold when they made you. Probably broke a nail or two, flipping off these lame dudes, hollering in plain view. Awesome, what's your name, boo? Barely had a dollar and a dream, but it came true.
That's like a car commercial for a classier car.
Yeah, or just not, or just a song that represents no car commercial. But Muggs, I'm hoping you continue the streak. So,
you guys, please. Our favorite trolls are back. No, not the ones Jensen mutes on Instagram.
Oh, I have 1,000 of those.
I'm talking about Branch, Poppy, DJ Sookie, Biggie, Guy Diamond.
What are you doing? This is Mad Libs.
What are you doing?
Are you just shouting names?
Those are all the trolls.
Those are all the trolls, guys. But my kid is a troll's head, okay?
Okay, got it.
She loves the trolls. And this is the reason I'm bringing you my That's My Jam pick, because
I hate this. I'm going to tell you why after you say it.
Yes, this song is off the upcoming Trolls World Tour soundtrack, which will be released March 13th, featuring artists such as Anderson .Paak, Haim, George Clinton, Ozzy Osbourne. This song, with SZA and Justin Timberlake.
Yes, just was released this week.
Timberlake.
Oh, it's not Timberlake.
He said Timba.
Yeah,
Timba.
Don't.
It's coming out. It was released this week. That's right, Jensen. And it's going to be stuck in your head. It's the new Can't Stop the Feeling from the original Trolls movie.
You will have heard it.
Yeah.
2 million times in the next couple months.
Who knew this dude was such a troll's head?
Crazy.
Muggs?
Yeah. My daughter.
No, you. No, you are.
Let's be honest.
I do like him, too.
Yeah. Okay.
What's it called?
This song is The Other Side.
If you think my words are wise, just try it for yourself. I promise the stars will light the path you are.
I mean,
car commercial.
Yeah.
Right?
3 for 4. Do they talk about trolls at all?
No.
I don't think so.
I thought it was like Ghostbusters 2, where it's like, they're in the Ghostbusters and in the control.
You call the Ghostbusters and you're in control.
Nope.
All right.
Good one, Mug.
See, you just repeated what
he said.
Just repeated what he said.
Yeah.
Guys, I feel like that is a very varied
trolls, everyone.
Group of songs, and I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Again, you can get that at Kevin Mornings on all of our socials. It's going to be brand new songs, like 6 hours worth. Just press shuffle. You're going to get all new songs.
We update it with these new ones, but then all past ones are on it as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Some birthdays for you. John Turturro, Gilbert Godfrey, Sarah Bulger, Alex Caruso from the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being told he's bald.
Ding.
He needs to do something about that.
Okay.
About being bald?
No. Like
wear
a wig? Like shave his head.
Yeah, okay. He probably should.
His hair is gone.
But I'm telling you, it's his calling card now, so.
Muggs, maybe you're the wrong guy.
Look, I got more hair than he does.
You do. You do have more hair than he does.
Just barely, though.
But if I was Alex Caruso, I would just, bye-bye, shave the head.
He's a very good basketball player.
But he's a great basketball player.
Yeah.
Wow. Very judgy. What a dick.
He is only 26.
Good chat.
That is crazy.
Wow.
He does look much older.
We should kill him if he's bald. I mean, really, that's what you're saying.
No,
look,
he should go bald. That's just...
Oh, you got to shave that.
He's got to shave that.
Look, Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Give it up.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening.
Coming up next, we're going to talk to the movie man about... Let's talk some weekend movies, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
And now, it's time for the weekend...
The movie man. Good morning.
What's up, ladies?
How are you? How are you, Russ?
Sweet.
You're like, what?
Switching it up.
Yeah, ladies.
I like it.
Politically
and
correct.
And Allie.
Oh,
how you doing, Allie?
See what you're doing,
what
Russ
did?
Leatherman.
See what I did there? All right. Weekend movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's another great week at the movies. And by the way, we're going to talk about a movie right now that I'm very conflicted on.
Oh.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to pull you guys into that because it's a weird review. I'm going to give you a weird review.
All right.
Of The Invisible Man.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. I want you to know, Russ, I'm so excited to see this movie.
I might
see it right after we get off the air. I'm thrilled to watch it. Now I'm nervous about your review.
Okay, well, it's going to be interesting then, because I have some personal feels about this movie that we're going to talk about.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so you guys know the premise of The Invisible Man,
mm-hmm.
right? It's a remake of the classic H.G. Wells. You've got a woman can't get away from her supposedly dead ex in this movie. She's got an abusive, horrible partner. She escapes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't seem to have gone away. He commits suicide, leaves her his fortune, but she suspects he's not really gone, and she's struggling to prove that she's now being tortured by something nobody can see.
Okay.
Here's a clip.
I'm scared.
You don't have to be scared of him anymore.
He was a sociopath, completely in control of everything. He said that wherever I went, he would find me. Walk right up to me. He has figured out a way to be invisible. Please listen to me.
You're saying the person trying to kill you is in the room right now, but we can't see him?
He's listening.
I can't wait.
Yes, please.
I cannot wait.
Russ, what do you got?
So friggin' exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and play that 6-second review, then we'll talk about it. Here we go.
The Movie Man's 6-second review starts now.
Elizabeth Moss is being terrorized again, and The Invisible Man is a good movie, but a nasty piece of work. I'm out.
What does that mean?
A nasty piece of work.
Okay, Elizabeth Moss, she is Hollywood's new princess of distress.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yeah,
sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nobody's being more tormented than Elizabeth Moss right now. Here's the thing with this movie, and let me tell you what I like about it. I think it's a very good movie.
Okay.
I think it's very well done.
Okay.
The way the special effects are good, the way that he's a scientist and everything he does to become invisible, completely believable. She's fantastic at being tortured,
mm-hmm.
right? Like we've seen it in A Handmaid's Tale a thousand times, so
right.
we're getting used to that look on her face.
Yes.
This is an updated Invisible Man for Me Too times, right? It ramps up the violence. It's a situation where a woman is telling people that something bad is happening to her, but nobody's believing her.
Sure.
So it sort of relates to today's times. And here's the thing. I don't know that this is what you get from a good movie reviewer. What you get from me. It bothered me.
It was unsettling.
I felt it was more exploitive than, and I don't want to tell you how it ends and all of that, but just the fact that this woman is being brutalized, right? And then there's a dude who says, hey, I've done a bunch of effed up stuff. Imagine how much more effed up it can be if I'm invisible.
Right.
And they just ratchet that whole thing up, and it just, you know, and because it's so well acted and so well done, it just feels gross.
Hmm.
And that's my own personal view.
No, I can see that.
And by the way, I feel that way about Handmaids a lot. I really do. I think sometimes it's driven home so real. It's almost like this feels too genuine, and that does kind of startle me.
And this is, you know, and for Universal sort of revamping their horror classics, this is what they're going for, right? Like mm-hmm. the dark realism. And this mm-hmm. is kind of, like I said, the way they deal with the tech elements of this and how he becomes invisible, actually pretty believable. So it's well done. I didn't enjoy it, per se. And frankly, somebody give Elizabeth Moss something else to do. Because I just can't watch her do this anymore.
Put her in a rom-com is what you're saying.
All right.
Yeah, put her in a rom-com. So it's a very good movie that I'm not recommending. How about that?
Oh, that's
all right.
That's got layers. You
I
did
can
it.
See that.
Okay.
There's a lot of layers there. That's exactly right.
Right.
All right. So let's move on because nothing smells like your audience than a Jane Austen remake.
Oh, love it. Yes.
Right? So you got a young woman trying her hand at matchmaking, and Emma. Now, you guys know about the classic Emma,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's a matchmaker, but things often go wrong, and she's trying to get her friends together, but it ultimately missteps. Let's listen to a clip.
She always declares that she will never marry.
I have no thoughts of matrimony at present.
Which, of course, means just nothing at all.
You must never leave me, Emma. Good heavens, have I missed the party?
He spent a whole day going to London just to get his hair cut. He's a trifling, silly f***.
Mother, you must sample the tart.
That sounds terrible.
I'll need that drop.
It's not possibly more of a no for me.
This does not seem like something we're going to be recommending.
Oh, you're not giving away tickets to that?
No,
is that true?
No, we don't. Yeah, we don't have.
Well,
a,
I'm not seeing
we're
it.
Not,
I'm
right.
not seeing.
Okay.
I'm not going. I'm not going to that.
What are you saying? You're not going?
I'm not going.
Okay.
There's not a chance I'm going. But it's the other decent-sized release in theaters. There's also a movie called Wendy in theaters. Mm-hmm. It tells the story of Wendy from Peter Pan. So that might be good. You've got something that I don't know very much about, but it sounds kind of interesting. John Turturro writes and directs in the Jesus roles. Do you know anything about this?
I do, Looks
it's
awesome.
It's a spinoff of The Big Lebowski.
Absolutely.
Sort of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about it, if you would.
He wrote and directed it. It's a play off of the Jesus character where he was like a bowling sex offender.
It's a long time coming.
Yeah,
this movie has been years in the making.
I know Pete Davidson's in it. I know that it was Turturro's passion project, and he got the Coens to sign off on it. That
and
much I know.
And it's John Turturro's birthday today, so don't screw this up.
Right.
Wow.
And all of this begs the question, why on earth do you bring me on this show? Why not just throw to Jensen? Hey, Jensen, it's movie time.
No, you are the best movie man.
You are the best movie man. That's why I saw Brahms the Child 2 or whatever that was last
week. How'd that go, Kevin?
It was not good.
Right. He warned you, man.
He did.
He warned you.
I really did warn you. Now, on an up note, if you're looking for something, if you need to wash away the Invisible Man,
mm-hmm.
I know that there's a Saturday screening of Onward, the new Disney family
Ooh,
film.
Okay.
So maybe you do a double feature. Maybe on Saturday you go see The Invisible Man, just sneak right into Onward and get all that out of your system.
And Great. By sneak into, you mean pay for, because Clearly. We are not outlaws.
Nope.
Okay.
That's not what I mean.
You can catch The Movie Man Friday mornings on ABC7 and on Twitter at 6 Second Review. Thank you, Russ. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a great weekend, you guys.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this weekend's movie.
One of our comedians at the 12th Annual April Foolishness, which we're so excited for,
mm-hmm.
is Fortune Feimster.
Yes!
Welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. We're excited to have you. We're excited to have you on the bill as well.
I can't wait. I better be funny.
A lot I don't of think pressure. There's a chance of you not being funny because Sweet and Salty, your Netflix special, is one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
Oh, thank
so
you.
So good.
I appreciate that.
You kind of take us through your whole life.
Yeah, I dig in.
Yeah, you do.
It's a lot of storytelling because that's, I'm Southern and I don't know. I'm not a big setup punchline person. Mm-hmm. So I didn't set out to tell the story of my life, mm-hmm. but everything that I found funny just kept sort of lining up in a timeline.
I'm not going to give it away, but there is a chunk about Hooters that I've watched it three or four times because your imitation of your mother during that is phenomenal.
Oh, thank you.
Watch it just for the Hooters chunk.
Well, I mean, there's other great parts.
There's other great stuff, too.
Just that one.
That's my question. Are your family members, obviously a focus on your mom, are they cool with you doing these jokes, these real-life stories about them?
My mom is... Everybody's pretty cool with it because I really just focus in on my mom the most. Mm-hmm. And my mom just likes to be talked about. She doesn't care.
So she doesn't care what you say.
She doesn't care. She doesn't care if I'm like, she's a hoarder. She's like, hilarious. You guys hear they're talking about me?
Any press is good press.
Yeah. She is totally that person. So she was just, I think, in her element because I have a podcast and she's on a guest mm-hmm. on a lot. Mm-hmm. And so she's kind of feeling herself. She's like, people are emailing me now. And you're just like, oh, no, I have created a monster. Mm. So she loves being any topic of mine.
She doesn't even listen to what you're saying?
She looks at people and she's like, it's true. That's true. She's telling true stories. I really am not making up. The entire special is all true. There are obviously creative licenses being taken mm-hmm. in parts. But it's all true.
So great. And and you did it close to your hometown.
Yeah, I am from Belmont and in North Carolina. I did it in Charlotte. So it's like 30 minutes from there, which it was kind of crazy because people were so excited for me. Mm-hmm. They were just forgetting that this was being filmed.
Sure.
And so people were getting hammered and yelling at me during my entire set. There was a gay guy out of love yelling, lesbian! And I was like, God, come on! Like, I don't want
He's
that.
Just shouting his support.
Normally a heckle.
Normally a heckle. He's yelling lesbian at me out of love.
Right.
And I was just like, I can't have this in my special.
This can't happen.
So I would have to stop and like, there was
you stopped and talked to him specifically?
Oh, yeah. I would just be like, guys, let's, you know, this is being filmed. Let me remind you. And there was a woman in the balcony who every joke in the first show, every joke I said, she'd be like, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
And she'd be like, that happened to me. I'm like, ma'am.
That's so annoying.
These people.
So it was so fun having it at home, but also bonkers. And I can check that off my list now.
You had an interactive comedy show.
Yeah.
And this started, you had half-hour specials and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. I think you had a smaller thing on Netflix already.
I did a half-hour for Comedy Central in 2014. And mm-hmm. a half hour for Netflix in 2017.
And this is your first hour.
Yeah, first hour.
And boy, if you live in LA, I don't know if it's like that in any other city, but there are billboards everywhere.
Yeah.
Guys, I am a supermodel. I don't know what to tell you.
It is everywhere.
Well, I was saying what's so funny is I did the picture where I'm laying in a float and I don't have shoes on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm in water. Mm-hmm. And you don't think about that when you're just shooting this picture because billboards are up in the air.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And so they put a giant billboard at the side of the Laugh Factory building, which is right by the sidewalk, and I had a show one night a couple weeks ago, and I walk up and I go, oh my God, my feet are like so giant, and they're at the bottom.
Right.
So any person with a foot fetish can walk up to my giant feet, and I'm all like, I should have gotten a pedicure. Like, why did I put paint on my nails? It's just my giant, ugly ass foot.
Selfies by your. You can say that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I held my mouth like I'm in trouble.
Yeah, you did. You put in your own entry to WikiFeet.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Nice.
Congrats. But, I mean, the response has been incredible. I feel like I've been a fan of yours since the Chelsea Lately days.
Oh, thank you.
And watching people sort of grow into you as a stand-up outside mm-hmm. of the show has been awesome for me to watch. I was wondering, like, what has the response been for you?
Well, that's kind of why I wanted to do an hour is because I've almost been, like, the secret stand-up for a while. I started stand-up in, 13 years ago. But I actually I got passed at the Comedy Store in 2010. And then I started touring like 2011. I've been on the road for the last almost 10 years.
Yeah.
And so the people that would come to my shows would love it and have such a great time. But there were so many people that knew me from acting who had no idea that I even did stand up. And so for me, I felt like, well, having an hour is sort of the benchmark of a comedian, and so it was important for me to put that out there. So I feel like even though I've been in LA for 17 years, I've been in the business for 15. People are just now discovering me.
Well, it's a great hour,
it's
too.
It's cool. Thank you.
It's a great hour. It's on Netflix. It's called Sweet and Salty. Fortune Feimster is here. She's playing April Foolishness
as
well.
And tickets are available now.
Not now.
Well, in an hour.
At 10 a.m.
Yeah,
that's right.
They are kind of available.
But they're not, really.
No, the pre-sale's over.
For some reason, they put an ending on it at 10 p.m.,
so
and I don't understand that
if
at all.
If you guys call us and give us $20.
Yeah, 1-800-5-1-0-6-7.
You're going to pay our personal Venmos.
I don't hate that. All right, Fortune Feimster is here. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. Fortune Feimster is here. Mm-hmm. She does a special on Netflix called Sweet and Salty.
It just came out.
Yeah.
And you didn't realize you were lesbian until you were 25?
Yeah, you know, as I say in my special, my hair knew I was gay. I didn't.
Your reveal in the special of when, like, that light bulb moment went off is ridiculous when it occurred.
It's pretty crazy. I was 25 and I was watching a Lifetime movie. And I kept this a secret for many years because I had some Lifetime shame. Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't? Allie. Yeah.
It's television for women, goddammit.
It is. Yes. And I just was like, share that I realized I was gay by watching this really cheesy Lifetime movie? Like, that seems embarrassing. And then I was like, you are a comedian. That is what you're supposed to do.
That's
so
your job.
I mined it for all it was worth. And yeah, I think I knew. I mean, obviously I can look back and see, I was gay from like the time I was born, of course. Mm-hmm. Because you're born gay.
Clearly.
That's
right.
The point.
Yes.
Was that the news?
You guys, I don't know.
I thought Lifetime movies.
Maybe.
I guess not.
Yeah, no, okay.
But I'm from a, like I said, a small town. It's North Carolina's more conservative. I didn't have examples of gay people. So I just kind of lived my life. And I that part of me that I thought could be, like, you just sort of stuff it down. And then I moved to LA and I started seeing gay people. It started sort of bubbling up. The L word came out. All these things where I was like, you know, maybe. And then I watched this movie and it was the light bulb moment.
What is the movie?
The Truth About Jane. It's Stockard Channing plays the mom, who we know from Grease. And her daughter's in high school and comes out.
Okay.
And as I say in my special, her mom's like, boo. And then by the end of the movie, her mom's like, yay. And so they have this journey, this beautiful journey, and I'm all by myself. And I go, oh, my God, I'm gay. And it was like, what? I couldn't believe there was no, like, I wish I could be like, I made out with this girl, and it was magical. Yeah. Like, no, a freaking Lifetime.
Yeah, you should make up a different story.
I should make up it.
And how many people do you think wrote to Lifetime, and they're like, you make people gay now?
I mean, I cannot tell you how many people wrote me after my special being like, holy crap, I also watched that movie.
Wow. Really?
There was at least 15 emails from people saying they had the same experience.
Wow.
And so I joke that that Lifetime made me gay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if that hadn't happened, I would, you know,
you'd be totally straight right now.
You'd be straight.
They didn't change you. You said that the Comedy Store had passed on you in 2010.
Yes.
I know SNL also passed on you.
Oh, not passed as in you're a paid regular.
Yeah, paid regular.
Right. So they liked me. SNL did not hire me. SNL tested me twice.
Well, now with the Netflix special, you were on The Simpsons recently.
Yeah.
What do you say, like, to people who run into those roadblocks in their own career, let it be comedy or, I don't know, anything?
I think it happens all the time to comedians. I do know that there's like, hugely famous people that SNL passed on.
Yeah.
So, obviously, it wasn't, like, the barometer to, like, success, like, the only path, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, and, I got no's all the time. Like, that's the business. It's just, like, a constant flow of, like, yeah, you're not for us. And so that's why Chelsea Lately was such a big break for me, because she was the first person who was like, oh, I get exactly who you are, and you're different and unique. And to me, that's positive. But whereas before, it was like, you're different, and we don't know what to do with you.
Right.
It was such a nice thing to finally have someone be like, This is what we want, and we're gonna put it. I'm gonna put it on TV.
And now there's a billboard at the comedy store. That's true. So yeah. You tell me.
Speaking of Chelsea, I mean, thank God for her because we got Jen Kirkman, we got Josh Wolf, like all these people that are hysterical.
Joe Coy sold out stadiums all over the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sold out Staples Center two nights in a row.
The Forum, yeah.
Just kidding, the Forum.
But still, like that's
and it was seven nights.
I mean, yeah, she had all these really great comics. You know, every night it was such a unique show in that way. Just all these people who are comics and friends laughing together. Mm-hmm. People love the round table, I think, more than anything.
Oh, more than when she had guests on, for sure.
Because you just like to see comics, like, you know, doing their thing. So it was a nice showcase for a lot of us and really, you know, gave us a huge platform.
Yeah.
Now, when you came to Hollywood, you got into entertainment journalism.
Mm-hmm.
Where?
I was working as a personal assistant, and I was a really bad one. I think my only job was to take care of her cat, and I lost it four times. I swear to God, I would call my mom in North Carolina and be like, I lost the cat again! And, like, she could help me. And I swear, this cat would go into a closet and disappear like it went to a portal to Narnia. And so this actress's neighbor was a journalist, and she's like, I heard you can write. Do you want to help me, like, at premieres and stuff? And I was like, yeah, this is great because I keep losing this cat. So I randomly became an entertainment journalist for, like, 7 years. It was my waitress job.
So you would be on, like, red carpets?
Yeah, I'd be on red carpets. Yeah. My first interview was, I'd talk about, I wore a velour tracksuit with a pink cupcake on the back of it.
Nice.
And I'm interviewing, like, Will Smith. I was doing, like, the Bad Boys 2 premiere, the Legally Blonde, all these crazy events, the Lord of the Rings. You know, I was on the red carpets.
That had to feel so bizarre to you.
Yeah, well, because I knew I wanted to be on the other side of it at some point.
Right.
But I didn't mind just learning that part of the business. It helped. I got to interview every, like, director, actor, comedian. I had this access to the world and to just learn while I was still trying to figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
So it was a cool job.
Can I bring up something that we share a mutual love for?
Yes.
Murder.
All right, just before we get to murder, I just want to tell people you're listening to Fortune Feimster, who is playing our April Foolishness.
Yes.
Very excited about that. All right.
She loves murder.
She loves murder, apparently.
Yes. I love a good... I mean, I don't want people to be murdered.
No, of course not. But we'll listen to your stories.
You gotta hear what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Dateline, like you do.
Of course.
I love the My Favorite Murder podcast.
Yes, Georgia and Karen. We love all of them.
Yeah.
It is funny now because when a murder appears on the news or in a thing, my immediate reaction is that's going to be a pretty good podcast.
Pretty good podcast,
I immediately know we're going to use that.
Ellie's going to love that.
Yeah.
And now Fortune's going to love that as well.
Well, I had to, you know, now the fear is because of online dating, you don't know who you're meeting.
Exactly.
They're strangers, you know? And so you watch these Daylines, they're all like, you know, they met online. And you're like, oh boy, here it comes. They either have another family or someone's been murdered. So when I met my now fiance, we were watching a Dateline episode together. And, we were early on. No, like, are you a murderer?
Sure.
You're watching Dateline and you start kind of side-eyeing each other. And you're like,
you can't really ask, are you a murderer?
Yeah, because no one's going to tell you.
Right. Sure.
And so.
Oh, you got me.
Yeah.
Damn it.
We were going to side on each other, and we did at the same time, not realizing we were both thinking the same thing. We were like, promise me you're not going to murder me.
It's a beautiful promise.
It's beautiful. We did legitimately go like, I promise I won't murder you.
That's so romantic.
It was so romantic. I made her shake hands on it.
Well, that's what you did.
Because I'm old school. Yeah. I believe in that.
Sure.
If she shakes your hand, she's not going to murder you.
I'll be like,
it's a given.
If she tries, I'm like, oh, she shook my hand.
As you're holding your wound.
I'll be like, in an ambulance, oh, we shook on it.
Blood all over your hand.
People don't have the same morals these days.
Okay, so you just killed here. So why not watch Fortune kill at April Fool's?
Come on.
That's right. You want to do 60 seconds?
If you want to,
sure. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, I'm just going to ask you questions top ahead. I mean, you're an improv. You know how to do this. Go ahead and start. If you join the cast of any TV show, past or present, which show would you choose?
Real Housewives.
How dare you. If you could know when you will die, would you want to?
No.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
Do you eat the whole baked potato, like skins and everything?
I absolutely not.
Yes.
Right? Thank you. Do you wash your pillows?
Not that, just cases, not pillows.
Mm-hmm. All right, you're gross. Twizzlers or Red Vines?
Twizzlers.
Oh, you're gross. Jesus, she's so much gross.
Oh, get out of here!
Dog kisses on the mouth, yes or no?
God, no.
What was your first job?
At the recreation department. I was a future lesbian.
If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
A pad thai.
Good.
Wow.
Who's your dream dinner date?
Carol Burnett. Carol Burnett.
Very
for
good.
Sure.
Yes.
Good choice. Which animal do you think would probably be the biggest a-hole?
Cats. Sorry, they're a little bit.
I mean, they
100%.
Really are.
Oh, yeah, we're not cat people.
They're very good.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Woo! Woo!
Yay! But if you have a cat, I apologize, and you should still buy tickets to the show.
Listen, I have a cat, and I agree with you. They're
stop being so political.
You know?
Yeah,
I'm really dividing people.
The 12th annual April Foolishness is Saturday, April 4th at Microsoft Theater. The tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. at AXS.com. Mm-hmm. Fortune, we're so happy to have you on the lineup.
Thanks for having me here.
Yes, and thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
If you have friends that live elsewhere, I'm touring all over the country, so go to my website.
And go to Netflix and see Sweet and Salty as well.
So good.
As fun as last week was, I'm out of vetoes. You guys, I don't even have a veto anymore. For the rest of the year.
It was worth it. It was well worth it.
It's time for Keep It 100, where you text us a song, and Texter 100 gets their choice. Mm-hmm. As long as it's in our catalog, we will play it for you.
Yes.
Here are some of the songs you picked.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play.
Father! Do you want to bang heads with me?
I'm someone's too often.
Insane in the membrane.
Insane in the brain. La 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 la.
Keep it 100.
Still hurts. 1-800-520-1067. You text us. We will play Texter 100 song.
Oh.
Allie, what's happening?
My gosh. This is something wonderful that Kawhi Leonard is doing. Here's the title of the article. Quiet Kawhi Leonard speaks loudly with Backpack Initiative with Clipper fans.
Kawhi not.
He's a quiet dude, right?
Mm-hmm. Very.
Quiet dude. So after he signed with the Clippers, they brought a bunch of ideas with him, like for community outreach, what do you want to be a part of? And he thought, oh, I want to do something for the kids here. Let's do something like donate backpacks. So this initiative began before the season. He worked with the Clippers and their partners to donate 1 million backpacks.
Yeah. Wow.
And today at the game, that number is going to grow by about 20,000, because each fan attending the game is going to get a backpack. But the idea is to change someone with that backpack. They're calling the program hashtag Kawhiet. So show the world how you Kawhiet by using the backpack to have someone else's back. Let your actions do the talking. So fill that backpack with food for mm-hmm. someone that's hungry. Blankets for someone that's cold. Books for a child that has none. Or do your own thing. I think that's an amazing idea.
I love it!
That's really great.
It's not just backpacks. That's the start of this, right, says Kawhi Leonard. So it's definitely a do-it-forward type of thing. And they'll supply the backpacks. You just take it from there. Hashtag Kawhiet.
He's on fire!
And, I mean, It's a hard hashtag because you're like, how do I spell Kawhi? How do I do this? It's Kawhiet. It's not an easy hashtag. Kawhi not indeed. Mm-hmm. I just think that's amazing.
There are a lot of times where athletes are told, let's go here and do this. Mm-hmm. And then there seems like this is totally from him.
From
and he's
him
taken
and
the
from
initiative.
The heart. Yeah, absolutely. Amazing. I love it. We were talking earlier about coronavirus. Everybody's, it's every
so hot.
TV
it's so
station.
Hot right
it's,
now.
It's everyone's doing
Whoever's
it.
Whoever's the publicist is someone working
there.
Hard. Yeah.
Yeah. But I was watching the news and I was so bummed for these students that were told by their universities, you know how you, you're overseas studying, kind of your dream place?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. We're going to need you back home by the end of the weekend. So kids that were in Italy doing their study abroad program, were like, yep, I'm packing everything up and I'm heading back to Buffalo and I can't wait for this opportunity.
It's Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah. Total bummer. Yeah. And JetBlue is doing something great. They're trying to make things a little bit easier for customers as the coronavirus outbreak continues.
It's Corona time.
Nope.
Hey, it's Corona time right now.
Starting yesterday, the airline suspended change and cancellation fees for all upcoming flights that were booked between February 27th and March 11th. That's for travel scheduled to take place before June 1st. Before it was if you were just flying to China or Hong Kong, South Korea. But now it's if you're flying anywhere.
They're giving up a lot of money by doing
that. They truly are. Yeah. And I think it's amazing. And that's why I say, try JetBlue. We're cool.
That's not their thing.
It's, yeah, their it should be their tagline.
It is not.
Hey, try JetBlue. We got Mint.
They definitely don't do that. They don't say that.
No. Yeah. A lot of people don't know about Mint, but that's the like their first class seating and the chairs recline all the way.
Oh, all right.
To a bed. Yeah. JetBlue, you like beds? That's
nope.
A great
it's not
tagline.
Bad. Yeah. That isn't bad.
Yeah.
Dude loves it right there. Dude loves it. Honestly, I'm going to tell you right now, if I don't see at least 5,000 people texting in La Bamba.
Hey, you're not allowed.
You're not allowed
to prime the pump.
No way.
That's BS.
Oh, my God. That was illegal.
That's against the rules.
Illegal.
Oh, look who just woke up.
It's illegal. You can't do that.
Very, very boisterous.
It's Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
Is this technically in the system?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
We do have it.
Letting you know, the Corona song is in the system.
The shortest ever. Keep it 100. All right, guys. Some birthdays for you. Lakers legend, Alex Caruso, Sarah Bulger, Mayans MC. I can't wait to have that show back, you
Agreed.
Guys. Love it so much. Gilbert Godfrey and John Turturro. And that's what's happening.
Keep it 100. This time every Friday, we do Keep It 100.
I got to keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
God bless you all. According to Dave, there were so many La Bambas. His exact words. Damn it, Allie. There are so many La Bambas. Unfortunately, not Texter 100. But just missing out as well for Keep It 100. Volcano Girls by Veruca Salt. Matthew from Pacoima. That is a great song. Not going to play it, though. Texter 101. I'm really bummed this didn't make it either because Kevin, of course, has no veto. And he would have been so bummed to sit and listen to It's So, So Quiet.
Oh, I can't.
Bjork.
I can't do Bjork.
Oh,
I love that
Simone.
Song. I would have liked to see it at 100.
I can't do Bjork.
Simone
liked it.
But I'm
in
out
Long
of vetoes.
Mm-hmm. You're out of vetoes, but...
Wow,
both
that's
Jensen
painful.
And I have a veto.
Okay.
If you don't know the new rule, as of January 1st, we are allowed one veto. If we aren't into the song, we can veto it. And then...
For the year.
For the year.
Yeah.
And then you play your song that you love. Like,
right.
Like Kevin's last week. He vetoed The Great La Bamba.
Mm-hmm. I don't like to think of it as vetoing La Bamba as much as I like to think of it as vetoing you.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Okay.
No, I get it. 100%. I mean, you killed a lot of dreams that day, but that's cool. But there can only be one Texter 100, and that's why we go to Lake Balboa.
Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We are good. How are you?
Excellent.
Going to the big Oprah thing this weekend?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Makes sense.
Wouldn't miss it.
Right, same.
All right, you are Texter 100. Introduce your song for us.
Okay, picked a song that I loved from back in the day, and this version especially, and it's the acoustic version of Plush by
yes.
SCP.
Great.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Keep it 100.
And I feel the time's a waste to go. So where are you going till tomorrow? And I see that these are lives to come. can. And I feel it. And I feel it. Where you going to tomorrow? Where you going with a mask I found? And I feel and I fear when the dogs begin to smell her. Well, she smell alone. Depends on the weather. So is it raining in your bedroom? And I see these are the eyes of disarray. Would you even care? Found. And I feel when the dogs begin to smell her. Well, she smell alone. When the dogs, she find her. Got time to wait for tomorrow. To find it, to find it. To find it when the dogs you find her. Got time to wait for tomorrow. To find it, to find it, to find it. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah.
With Ali and Jensen, K-Rock.
That's a great song.
It's great.
It is a great song. I told the story on the air when we were talking about, do you remember the first album you bought with your own money?
Mm-hmm.
And Core by STB.
STB?
No, it was a remix band. all Pilot songs, but it was done by... All right. Anyway.
Actual Pilots. Okay.
STP's Core was the first album I bought with my own money, driving my car by myself to Tower Records after I got my license.
Great album. Great album. I didn't know who I was until I heard this album.
That was me in the car. We have audio of me in the car. It's, to this day, one of my all-time favorite albums.
It is a great album. Agreed. And that's a great song. And thank you, Josh,
it
for
really is.
Requesting it. And we'll do it again.
Guys, it bums me out that we do the show 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, and people don't get to hear it all.
In the future, there's got to be some scientific way for people to go back and listen to stuff they missed.
I'm sure science would work, but I think I'm just going to wrap that.
Monday through Friday, we talk nonstop. So I wrap up all the bits with a touch of hip-hop. And Kevin gets nervous when he's followed by a cop. And Ali can't figure out when Love Is Blind's finale drops. I hated Entourage for a myriad of reasons. So I caught every season and the movie's first weekend. The man in the black turtleneck's a CEO. Muggs got on the ice and then he barely made a goal. Poop your pants in high school and you're stained for life. Kevin picked an old man at the gym and tried to fight. Adam Ray and Fortune Themester came in to shine bright. April Foolishness ticked to run K-Rock's website. And if you're born leap year, we sang to make it right. And if I see my therapist, I'm running out on first sight. We're going to a Kings game to battle for last. If you missed that, download the podcast.
It's Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
Yes, it is.
Love it.
Big week.
Big week.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like we're crazy people.
Oh,
like
no,
we're an insane asylum.
We clearly are.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Time for one last look at what's happening. Here's Allie.
The recording that Nicole Alvarez did before that, where she was talking about storming Bear Mountain, she says mountain correctly. Mountain. Like a normal human being. It made me think, listening to that, when I lived in Utah, this is very random, but when I lived in Utah, it would always be jarring to hear people say mountain. They said mountain. And,
really?
And a lot of people would say kitten.
Oh, in Utah?
The kitten? Yes.
But you're saying like the way the Martin Lawrence show was like mountain.
Yeah.
They would say that, but mountain.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Did you ever slap them?
No, I would say, you sweet little spirits. There's a T right there in it. Mountain. Mountain. I'm going to get a kitten and move to the mountains.
Ugh,
never heard anyone do it. Just those out there.
No, it's real. If you live in Utah, give a call.
No, you're not leaving.
Calls right now. It's the last what's happening. Mm-hmm.
And they'd say, oh my God, there was such a great sell. I got so much money. I saved so much money with this great sell.
Well, I don't even know what you're saying.
It's a sale. It's a sale.
But they would
say
sell.
It was a sell. It was a sell.
Sell. Okay.
Just saying.
I bought books, but I really am disappointed.
See that, kid? Mm. Great, great grammar. Love it. That's just a little shout out to my Utah peeps.
All right.
801.
No one does that.
Okay.
no one's ever done that in history.
Ever. Kevin, I feel like today's your day.
Okay.
Because somebody posted online one of the greatest delicacies that I didn't even know existed.
Oh.
Captain Crunch now comes in pancake form.
Eat it.
The actual mix, Captain Crunch Berry-tastic Pancake Mix from the makers of Aunt Jemima.
I will have that this weekend.
I would have it right now.
The buttermilk mix is filled with flavored bits, which presumably the berries found from Captain Crunch, Crunch berries. I mean, are you kidding me?
Where can I get it?
I mean, if it's real.
Google it.
So, hey, have you,
if it's real.
It's an Instagrammer,
wait,
you know? Sometimes
what?
They post things and they're not real. I feel like it's real.
Y'all ever get down with that oops all berries?
I'm sorry?
Y'all know those words.
I'll ask it again. Okay. Y'all ever get down with that oops all berries? Captain Crunch has a certain food that says oops all berries, and it doesn't have any of the yellow.
Any of the yellow? It's just
it's
all
just
berries?
All berries. And I'm starting to think it's not truly a mistake, but they make it seem like it's a mistake. Like, oops all berries, and then it's just, you don't even get the yellow.
I haven't even seen that. I would get that in a second.
Yeah. Remember how it just tear the roof of your mouth apart?
Yep. Yeah.
Sure
and
do.
We
worth
didn't
it.
Care.
Worth it.
Blood all spilling out of your mouth.
Yes,
worth
you
it.
Look like you just, you're like a complete cannibal.
Mixing with milk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love it.
So good, you guys.
Blood.
Oops, all berries.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get down on that.
Hey, we made a mistake, everybody.
Yep, it's only berries.
I love that when Jensen was explaining it, he's like, I don't think it was a mistake, but giving still, them the benefit of the doubt.
Jury's still out. One time I couldn't find Captain Crunch berries, which we all know of, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I bought normal Captain Crunch and oops, all berries.
Oh, my God. You're
them.
A culinary artist.
But it was like
$10. I'm not positive he's a culinary artist.
No, he is. He put them together.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I understand that.
Crunch berries.
He has no pizza experience.
No, I know. But
that's very true.
All cereal.
Sir, I mean, that's just weird. We talked about this earlier, but I think it bears repeating because it is just a lovely gesture. Tracy Morgan expressed his gratitude in a big way for a nurse who cared for him after he was badly injured in that 2014. It was a bus wreck?
Yeah.
Right?
It's pretty awful.
He almost didn't make it. It was crazy. But he honored a nurse named Gina Domingo, who has been a brain trauma nurse with the brain trauma unit since 1990. He gave her the Tracy Morgan Award for Excellence in Rehabilitation Nursing. He did it at one of his shows. He brought her out, thanked her, did all that. I think that is
that's very cool.
Wonderful because the great men and women that do that job need to be commended on a daily basis. For me, a minutely basis, because what you do is astounding and the way you do it is so beautiful. My mom's a nurse. Kevin's mom is a nurse.
Yep.
Jensen dealt with a lot of nurses with Adler in the NICU. There are just, it takes a real special kind of person to be a nurse.
So it really does.
The fact that Tracy Morgan did that is just, it just shows how much of a difference they make. And we were talking about after my mom had her brain aneurysm, we went back and gave all the nurses little wrapped up gifts just mm-hmm. to say we love you so much. And that's what this nurse had said. She said, to see people come back living their best life after you thought this person may not even make it, and the fact that they play just this, what they consider a small role, you have no idea how big the roles you play in all of our lives. Anyone that's ever had to be hospitalized, you're amazing. However,
some of the nurses are bad, though.
Some nurses are. However, I was going to say, if your mother is a nurse like mine and Kevin's, we didn't get out of S, right?
No.
I had to be bleeding from the eyes to stay home from school. She's
also,
like, you're fine, beat it.
My mom would never guess at what's wrong. I'm like, look, you're a nurse.
Yeah, no.
Right. She'd say,
no.
I don't know, you got to go get it checked out. I was like, what?
Yeah. I'm going to see a nurse.
How is this helping me?
Right. Yeah.
No, my mom.
Never,
I could be like, no, feel my lymph nodes. They're totally swollen. She's like, beat it. Go to school. But I shouldn't. I'm contagious. Loser, get to school.
It's corona time.
Yeah.
Hey, it's corona time right now.
So maybe don't go to school now if, you know.
No, things are different. Things are different.
Haroldine
now
would let me stay if I had a hangnail.
Not,
really?
Not shocking.
Yeah, I wouldn't even mind. I'd be like, I have period cramps. You're like, stay home.
Jensen, your nickname was Mother. You didn't have to tell that story. We knew. We knew your mom would let you stay home with a hangnail.
His nickname is Mother.
His nickname is Mother.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't a chill nickname.
You didn't get laid off that nickname in high school?
No one thought it was cool, quote unquote.
As long as I'm living, my mommy will be.
Okay. All right.
You guys, we have a big weekend ahead.
Yes.
Tomorrow, we're going to be in the suite with listeners, mm-hmm. watching the LA Kings take on New Jersey Devils. Battle for last. I mean, it is. I'm excited. It's going to be really fun tomorrow. Jensen, what?
You have to.
Is that a hamster?
You have to
in a
put
wheel?
That on now?
What is that?
It was just a lid for my water. You want to hear it again? Hold on, listen.
You can't wait for
I thought it was a hamster.
Get down. I got to push it under the desk. What were you asking me before my
Nothing,
hamster
Nothing, mother.
Bothered?
It doesn't right. matter. Some
as
birthdays.
As long as I'm living, my mommy will be.
Birthdays. Sarah Bolger from Mayans MC, Gilbert Godfrey, John Turturro, and Lakers legend Alex Caruso. I say keep the hair. Everyone else is saying shave what little you have left.
You didn't
left.
Say that earlier.
Do it. Whatever you need to do, Alex, because you're a legend. And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie. The SoCal helped you. Have a great weekend, and we will see you on Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Valley, you want to get high?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I don't eat nuts.
Roll another one.
Well, there it is. TMI.
Just like the other one.
I would get a John F. Kennedy's bed.
This one seems to be about to quit.
This doesn't give you street cred.
And I need another
hit. My philosophy about broadcasting is you don't sweat the small stuff. You know what?
Oh, don't say it.
It's all small stuff.
That's not sexy. That's animal.
This is all stupidity.
Just like the other one.
Wow! Would you look at that?
This one seems to be about this man.
Someone call someone.
And I don't have another cent.
I thought you had more aptitude for this. Turns out you are fairly incompetent.
Fight the power. The struggle is real.
Just pass it around.
Nobody in my administration got indicted.
It's a rigged system.
But just pass it on down.
This concludes our entertainment. So until next time, when we shall bring you another story.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Banzai. Remember those old World War II movies? Banzai!
Bong, bong.
Thank you so much for letting us rap. Don't hesitate. Feel free to clap.
Well, I have a secret for you guys. Get out.
Whoa!
I'm afraid our time is up.
I'm Andrea Isom.
7 Action News.